I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. A worrisome development today for members of corporate boards. 10 former directors of the former telecom giant WorldCom, now known as MCI, will be paying part of a $54 million settlement out of their own pockets. The settlement was reached over the company's massive accounting fraud. And joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, out of their own pockets, how unusual is this?
Oh, Madeline, it's incredibly unusual. This never happens. Usually in these cases, the settlement is paid by corporate insurance policies. But here, the investors who are suing said at the outset of negotiations that they wanted these board members to pay a personal price for WorldCom's collapse. You'll remember it was the largest bankruptcy in U.S. history. So it was basically a requirement of getting this lawsuit over and done with before it went to trial later the next month. And they're going to be paying $18 million of their own money toward that $54 million settlement. And that $18 million figure is reportedly equal to 20% of the net worth of these 10 board members, excluding their homes and their retirement accounts.
And are all 10 paying the same amount?
No, they're not. We don't know exactly how much each will be paying of that $18 million, but it is not equal. And we asked Charles Elson about that. He's the director of the Center for Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware. He says these payouts should be based on how much responsibility each of these directors would have had for what happened there.
Directors that had conflicts of interest that may have made it more difficult for them to appropriately monitor, I think should have greater liability. Those who were absent conflict of interest and alleged as being merely sloppy, that's a tougher question.
And, of course, that's because it's pretty hard to put a value on sloppiness. How do you tally up a dollar term to hold someone personally accountable for what was bad oversight?
And this must make other boards of directors pretty nervous. What does it mean for other corporate boards?
Well, there are a couple of ways to look at that. In many ways, this was a special case. The fraud here was so enormous and of such great consequence that you really can't compare it to anything else or use it as a precedent, though, of course, we've also had the likes of Enron and Adelphia. On the other hand, anytime you've got some sort of liability imposed on you, that's going to be pretty hard to ignore when it comes to signing on to be a board member. And that could have a huge impact on companies that are looking for good leaders.
And briefly, tell us about WorldCom's former CEO, Bernard Ebbers.
Yeah, he was not part of this settlement, but he is set to go to trial on criminal fraud charges a week from Tuesday. And Madeline, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at a new way to predict flu outbreaks that involves electronic betting.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Tess.
Thanks, Madeline.